Wheeler Ivins, home studios in West Knoxville. Will West, his home studios in West Knoxville. We're going to go all the way down to Miami right now, where I'm sure it's going to be a blistering 80, 90 degrees today. Hopefully things are going very well for the gentleman joining us now on the program from South Florida. Man, we haven't spoken with in some time. I mean, we're talking about 6, maybe even 7 months, and hopefully he's staying healthy. It's probably a familiar voice here on the program. It's Lee Sterling joining the program now. First and foremost, Lee, hopefully you are doing well. Hopefully the family is doing well. And the first question I have to ask, what in God's name have you been doing within the last 8 weeks with everything kind of just shutting down?
I got to be honest with you. I was okay for a couple weeks, and I hit the wall.
Yeah.
And there was a couple mornings I woke up. I'm telling you, because I've worked for 35 straight years. I've never taken any time off. I mean, I'm off for maybe 45 days during the summer, but I'm up and working 2-3 hours in the morning, 4 or 5 hours in the late afternoon, early evenings, studying games. So there was nothing. I couldn't do anything. And there were some mornings I woke up, I thought it was Monday and it was Wednesday. And yeah, I wouldn't say I got depressed, but, you know, it's not an ideal situation when you have friends losing their job.
Yeah.
I had a friend who was in the hospital for 4 days with coronavirus. So what I did was I just decided, you know, I'm going to work through it. And that's the way I do. I work best. I have a Peloton, so I got on the Peloton even more.
Yeah.
They actually have an app. It's free for the public for 30 days. You can just go to Peloton.com and doing some things, listening to music and doing their walking, like a 30 or 45 minute walk on top of working out. Also, stretching, even meditation. I'd never done meditation before, but really enjoy it. You know, just got you got to stay busy and you got to work through it. And then I've watched a lot of TV.
Yeah,
so
right.
My daughter, she's in acting school called North Carolina School of the Arts. So watching a lot of stuff with her, and she's teaching me. And actually saw some good stuff. I'll give some of your listeners a couple tips here for a short mini series. I loved Waco. Do either of you guys see Waco?
Yes,
no, I do.
I agree with you.
Yeah, well, Taylor Klitsch is the lead. He plays David Koresh. If you remember him, he played the hunk in Friday Night Lights.
Correct.
And you wouldn't even recognize him. I mean, he's lost 40 pounds, 50 pounds, looks totally different. Julia Garner from Ozark is in it also. Different perspective. It's from the Branch Davidians, their side, but 6-part series. I thought it was great, and also loved Ozark and Succession. So just a couple tips and some things I had seen that brought me, you know, it kept me busy and brought a smile here and there.
Hey, that is a great school, Lee, by the way. I was actually, before I got this job, really, I got this job so I didn't end up going. I'd gotten to an Ivy League school with film for film, and North Carolina School for the Arts wouldn't look at me. Like, they wouldn't even, like, they were like, no thanks.
It's top five in the country.
Yeah.
And they, I mean, talk about actors. I mean, they just keep churning them out. They only have classes of like 20 to 25 kids, and I mean, they're turning them out. They, you know, they got, you know, people like Jada Pinkett Smith. It's incredible what they're doing. I mean, they're signing kids. My daughter's in the acting school, and she's taking film classes, and they're bringing in, you know, people who are just you know, top in their field, and so it's going to give her the chance, hopefully, to do some things once she gets out. Some other people that, like, you might remember, like Paul Snyder, Judd Reinhold, just the list goes on and on. Anthony Mackie. Yeah, so.
Lee, I got to ask you, because I'm one of those guys where I've been kind of looking to fill my time, and you're right. I don't have the click-clack of the baseball bat. I don't have my NBA or NHL, even though we're hoping that will soon return.
Yep.
Lee, what happens in a couple of months? We're 99 days away until September 5th, when Tennessee's supposed to open against Charlotte.
Yep.
What's the fall going to look like in you for somebody who is a professional at the, you know, handicapping numbers and games? What happens if this continues?
Well, I do think that we're going to play. I think that the NBA will start up late July, early August, and I think we'll have an abbreviated maybe 5-7 games before the playoffs, and we'll have that. I think college and pro football will play, and I'm going to be the optimist. I think we're going to have at least half full stands. I think we're going to be able, and who knows, it might be full stands. I think it's getting better. And I think people, as long as they, you know, use their head and use social distancing, I think if we can do it for the next, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks, and I think we're going to be in a pretty good place. So just you got to be there for others. We actually go down there every Saturday. A friend of mine owns a farm, one of the biggest tomato and pole bean farms, and he has a section set up where volunteers can pick vegetables and fruit, and he distributes them for free. So,
wow.
You, everyone, if you've got a little extra, either help out your friends or neighbors or people in need, or donate your time. This is what it's all about. I always wondered. Like my dad wore a Seiko watch. He was a dentist. Could have afforded a Rolex or any, and he had like a 35 year old Seiko watch. And I said, "Why do you wear a Seiko watch?" He goes, "One day you'll understand, son."
Yeah.
You know, what does this mean for the books, Lee? As far as just sports, I mean, what kind of loss? Do you have any idea what kind of loss they're looking at with not having sports?
It's a little bit of a loss, but more, I mean, they're slots. It's the casinos.
Okay.
They make more on the slots and the table games. But there's still some stuff going on. I actually do UFC, and we've had a lot of success. We've won 8 of the last 10 cards, and I found some good selections for the fight night Saturday night between Tyron Woodley and Gilbert Burns. So I'm going to give your listeners a couple selections I like there. I like Tyron Woodley. He's not my favorite fighter. So what you have to do when you gamble, you have to, you know, throw aside who you like and don't like. He's probably my least favorite fighter. Not real exciting. Not one of these guys like Justin Gaethje who throws a lot of punches and is entertaining, but I think he's going to take care of Gilbert Burns. It's like -175 to -180. I think he's going to smother him, just a different level here. And sometimes you see that when they throw together fights quickly, you see a different level of fighter. And then another one, how about this one? A kid named Spike Carlisle. His nickname is the Alpha Ginger. He's a kicker and a wrestler. Maybe he's trained, you know, by Ron Howard or something, but he's fighting a guy named Billy Quarantillo. He's an underdog, +120, middle of the card. I think he'll get the job done. So just wanted to pass on a couple selections I have. Then go to the website. We have 5 other selections, 5 for $55. And my first ever, I rate my games from 10 to 50 units. My 50-unit plays 42-18 in the football.
Nice.
First ever 50-unit selection in UFC, and I'm going to release that. It's one of the late fights, but it's a fight I love. It's a pick'em, and I think the odds should be 2 to 3 to 1. Just go to ParamountSports.com or call us here at the office, 800-400-9741.
Hey, you know what? We send us all of those. I'm sitting here looking at your website right now quickly before we step aside, Lee. And you know what? At ParamountSports.com, not only do you have that, the 5 for 55 UFC selections, but, man, you have given off some of the best tidbits. So for anybody out there who feels the goosebumps and you hear the positive news from Lee and you're saying to yourself, you know what, I want to get on some of the action. He was a guy who helped me with quite a few picks last year during our segments here on TSL. So get yourself ready. It'll be here before you know it, 99 days before the football season hits here in East Tennessee. Lee, please stay safe. Keep the
you
family
too,
safe. And we'll chat very soon, sir.
Sounds good, guys. Great talking to you again.